AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Just like the NFL, where teams pare down their rosters before the regular season starts, the GOP presidential debate roster is also being pared down.
Tuesday night's primetime Fox Business Network debate will have just 8 candidates on the stage, and that won't include New Jersey Governor Chris Christie or Mike Huckabee. They've been relegated to the undercard session prior to the main event. And Senator Lindsey Graham and former New York Governor George Pataki won't be there at all. Fox Business has released its decision on the candidates who will be featured based on their standing in the national polls. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ben Carson and Donald Trump now have Secret Service protection.
They requested it last month, and it was approved by Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson after he discussed it with 5 congressional leaders. The Secret Service usually provides protection for major candidates starting 120 days before an election. But some candidates, including President Obama, have received it much earlier than that. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The village administrator of Fox Lake, Illinois, is not surprised to learn that a popular police officer who killed himself because Lieutenant Joseph Glinowitz apparently feared she was about to expose him as a thief was planning to also have her killed.
If Glinowitz and his accomplices could steal from a program designed to help the youth of the Fox Lake community by stealing money and deceiving our community on a daily basis, then it's really no surprise that he would go to great lengths to keep his criminal activities secret.
During an early evening news conference, Ann Marin was asked if she could sense Glinowitz considered her a threat to his scheme.
Not really.
An official who's been briefed on the investigation says the officer's widow and a son are now being investigated. This is AP Radio News. British Prime Minister David Cameron says intelligence and information indicates a bomb may have been responsible for that Russian jetliner crashing in the Sinai. During an interview today with Dave Ross on KIRO Radio in Seattle, President Obama was asked if he too believes a bomb may have destroyed the aircraft and 224 people aboard.
I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board. We're taking that very seriously.
A man who flew a gyrocopter through some of America's most restricted airspace before landing outside the U.S. Capitol earlier this year will plead guilty to a felony in connection with the incident. That word from his attorney tonight. And there have been a few suspected tornadoes tonight in Oklahoma and Texas, but nothing like the tornadoes that hit the region in the springtime. I'm Ross Simpson.